7th of January, Kuftas Teves, Rabbi David Hausman, in Yonei Shemitah.
Right. Good morning, everyone. It's extra kedai for you to sit a little bit in this direction that you can see. I try to do it as clear as possible that you don't need to see, because I know there are people listening. But I was asked to speak on a very basic level to build up Hilchos Shemitah, the most difficult part of it, in very basic steps that everyone should have the key in his hands to know what's going on. Before, I want to challenge the Olam. This has been donated to Torah Wave for the lucky winner, who can tell me. This is an Italian wine bottle, produce of Italy. Now, what has a produce of Italy to do with Shemitah? If anyone can answer that, this bottle of wine will go into his possession. Right. So, to start with, I want to show you, I've used the same diagram in the Sefer. It's just to make it for us easy to understand. I explain how the diagram works. And what it presents.
Right. We have got here
6, 7, and 8. Right. We have always to think about 3 years when we want to understand what the halacha is, what the status is of a produce. Right. The halacha of as each produce could change. It can be during this time of Shemitah. It can be mutter. Can be allowed to be eaten. It can have a restriction to be eaten, which we will call kedusha shvius, and it can be also completely also to be eaten. And this is if they have got the status of svichim, right? And it can, from 1 week to the other, a vegetable can change, can be mutter to be eaten. The next week it can be also to be eaten, right? It can be from 1 week, it has no restriction whatsoever. The next week, it will have a restriction, it will have Kedusha Shvius. Right. This is a vegetable or produce growing. I'm using a triangle, a simple triangle. A triangle has a very pointy edge on one side, and it's getting bigger and bigger. That shows us the vegetable is growing. Here it's tiny, it's planted, here it's growing, it's big, it's ready for harvest. Right. Now, any vegetable could start to grow in year 6. Right? And there's a lot of farmers, especially the farmers who want to keep Shemitah, they go and plant in end of year 6. Because to plant in year 6 is no issur. Nowadays there's no restriction of Erev, to establish Shvi'is, that you have to stop planting. Before, you can plant, put in seed, up to a few days before Rosh Hashanah. So this will be the first case, right? We would have a farmer putting in a vegetable, planting in year 6, and it grows into year 7. Right? You can have a farmer, that is already a sad case. He doesn't know about Shemitah, or he doesn't want to know about Shemitah, and he plants in year 7. Right? Oops. He plants in year 7, and the vegetable is, let's say for argument's sake, is ready also in year 7. Right? And then we can have a case where the farmer starts to plant in year 7, and it grows out into year 8. So these are the 3 possibilities which could happen. I start to talk only about vegetables, right? Vegetables need the yearly planting, right? Therefore, we can have 3 situations. We can have the situation planted in year 6, planted in year 7, and harvested in year 7. And we can have the situation planted in year 7 and growing out into year 8. Now Chazal made a basic distinction between vegetables and fruits. Analyzing the way it grows, Chazal tell us the vegetable, the more you water them, the more they grow, right? And the last stage of growth is more important, the watering towards the end is even more important than the watering in the beginning of its growth, right? So,
yeah, good.
Right. So we're looking towards the end of the growth of the vegetable. This is the state, the moment where Chazal put on the stamp, where Chazal put on the stamp on the vegetable, what halachis has got. Right. You can, this we call the kite, the picking of the vegetable. We look where the triangle has grown the biggest, right? It's now ready for picking. We pick it. Lekita, the picking, gives the halacha. So when we have a vegetable, the stem comes at the end. So we have it either, even if it starts to grow in year 6 into year 7, it was allowed to plant, right? It was allowed to be planted. But still, you get a stamp of Lekita, because where is your Lekita? Where are you picking the fruit? In which year are you picking the fruit? In year 7. So it gets the stamp of Shmita. Right. Now, here we have an additional difficulty. This farmer, here, it's been planted in year 7, and it's been harvested in year 7. So we have got two problems. Firstly, the farmer has made the ether in the moment he planted. Secondly, we're running into problems with the Lekita, because whenever the Lekita is in year 7, it gets a stamp of Shmita. Right. So in the first case, it gets Kedusha Shvius. In the case where it was planted in year 6, and it grows out into year 7, the fruit gets the stamp of Shmita. The vegetables, we're only talking about vegetables at the moment, right, get the stamp of year 7 of the Shmita year, Kedusha Shvius. Correct. In the next case, where it was planted in year 7, Chazal made the Easter prohibition of Svichim. They said what would have grown by itself in Shmita, even vegetables, would have been allowed. But since people started in hidden to plant, right? They started to plant behind the back of the people in the night, and things grew in the field, and they claimed it grew all by itself. Chazal understood what was going on, and therefore they banned anything which is planted in a field where normally vegetables or fruit or grain is planted, Chazal banned it completely. And that's called Svichim. So that's what's happening in this case. In year 7, right? In year 7, you started to plant in year 7 and it's harvesting in year 7. Then we give it a stamp of Svichim, and Svichim are forbidden to eat. Right? Svichim are forbidden to eat completely. You're not allowed to eat it. Then we go to the third case. It might be a farmer planted Be'issa. He has planted towards the end of year 7. But the vegetable only gets ready for picking in year 8. So now, let's think. What should we do here? If we look at the beginning, there's an Issa. Yeah, there's an Issa being done because he started to plant in year 7. But the Lekita, and we say the stamp given to a vegetable is at the moment of picking, is in year 7. So,
in year 8.
Good, yeah. So, you prove me you're listening. Okay, no. So what should we give? What halacha should we give to this vegetable? It's been done Easter to start with, but we have got We are coming out into year 8 at the moment of picking. So here Chazal were very lenient over Mikkel. They said like this: at the moment you get already from the same type of vegetables things which have started to grow in year 8, right? A farmer who didn't do any issa is planted in year 8. He started here to plant radishes, let's say. Radishes don't take so long to grow. And there's another farmer who has also started to grow radishes, but in Elul. In the moment the farmer who is planted in year 8 brings his radishes to the market, the other farmer's produce also becomes more. So you, as the buyer, don't need to be choishish anymore. You don't have to think, is it now coming still from year 7 or not? At the moment, you get the same produce grown behesta chazal took away the issur tzvicha. Right. So now, if you want to go through again the three stages of the vegetable.
If you know if you started a long time, what happens then?
The same gedalia next year, you can buy the vegetable?
No, because at certain gedalia you have no radishes which have been planted in year 8 who are ready. They have already grown, right? 2 months later, end of Macheshvan, beginning of Kislev, loads of vegetables will already have grown in year 8. And Chazal, I'll tell you one more point. By Chanukah, there's a cut-off point. Chazal say, after Chanukah, old Tzvichim Amusa, in year 8. We're now talking year 8.
Even if
as long as it's been picked in year 8, mm-hmm. you can take it after Chanukah, right? Because that has also the way it is, because most vegetables will have grown by Chanukah, right? Okay, so we've discussed at the moment three stages in vegetables. We have got growing into year 7. We go after Lekita makes it to Dusha Shvius. Growing in, being planted in year 7 and having a second negative aspect to it, it has got its Lekita in year 7. It is Svichim. Growing out into year 8 can be Mutter. Right. This far we have talked about vegetables.
So what difference would there be between year 6 and year 7?
It
ends up in year
7. It goes both for Lekita. It started to grow. No, this is no forbidden. Nothing forbidden was done to it. It gets Kedusha Shvi'it. What does it mean, Kedusha Shvi'it? Okay, fair enough. Kedusha Shvi'it means once you have purchased this produce, and that can be here as well. Once you've purchased a produce of Shvi'it, right, like this, let's take the example of a melon, right? Let's take the example of a melon or sweet potatoes who are became very famous over the last month, yeah? As it's from Israel, loads of sweet potatoes come from Eretz Yisrael, and they even, I don't know chaff in it, but you find sweet potatoes grown in Honduras which are marketed by Agrexco. Agrexco is the Israeli firm who markets their vegetables, and they want to get the biggest share in the market about sweet potatoes. So I don't know if the taka come from Honduras or do they buy them off in Honduras, but the master, that's one of the things the Israelis try to get is the sweet potatoes. Okay, you bought sweet potatoes, right? They are now they have the Lekita in year 7, so that's Kedusha Shvi'it. That means you're allowed to take them in a normal way. Meaning, you can peel them, and you can cook them. But you shouldn't eat them raw, right? A fruit of Shvi'it should always be used le'ochlo v'loy lehefted in its normal way. That means the normal way of eating it. If it's normally eaten raw, don't cook it, right? Cucumber, no one cooks cucumber. If you fancy for a special diet and to start to cook cucumber, it's wrong. You can't do that. Kedusha Shvi'it asks, la'ochla, it should be eaten in its normal way, v'loy lehefset. right? That's this one aloha. The second aloha is if there's edible leftovers, right? There's no mitzvah chiyuv to eat it up, but you shouldn't spoil it and throw it out. You have to wait till it rots. So these are the basic two alochas of Kedusha Shviyat. You have to know, eat it in its normal way, process it in its normal way, and then, if you have got leftovers, wait till they rot.
The
peel, if they're edible.
No,
potatoes peel. Potatoes peel is edible, because other people cook it with the peel, and they say the most vitamins are in the peel, right? We'll give you another example where the peel is not edible, of a thing which also can come from that soil at the moment. These are butternuts or quash. Butternut squash. This has got a hard peel. This peel is not edible, right? So by mistake, someone phoned me up 2 weeks ago. He bought a butternut squash. I didn't know what it was, so I went to buy myself one in a kosher shop. I knew it doesn't come from Eretz Yisrael. And then I knew what it was, and the peel is not edible, right? Such a peel you throw out.
You'll have to throw it out.
There you don't need to rest. Now we want to go to and Svichim. Svichim, that is worse than Kedusha Shviyat, you're not allowed to eat it. Preferably, you should let it rot as well, because in fact it has got the two aspects to it. In fact, it is a fruit which has Kedusha Shviyat. Only Chazal tell you, don't eat it. Right, so if you have got a possibility, it's not dangerous, right? You don't have kids which you take it and put it in your mouth, in their mouth. Put it in the motion in your back garden and let it rot. Right? If you can do that, that's the best thing, because it has got Kedusha Shviyat, so we don't want to spoil it by your dime, we don't, with our hands, we don't want to destroy it. Good. Now we're going to fruits. Right. Now, by fruits, let us think. Is there any farmer who will plant fruit trees on a yearly basis? Is there anyone doing that? No, we can't do it. What? Who said that? Ola! It's not child. You can't even eat it. The fruit is not allowed to be eaten in the first 3 years. Yeah? If you... So no farmer is not the Matthias. This case is not existing. Right? It doesn't give us any more halachas than a case growing from year 7 into year 8. Because the fact, there's no planting of a tree in year 7. Yeah, there's no fruit. Even if someone would do it, there would be never ever going to get fruit from which have been planted in year 7. So we really only have got two things to think about, right? We have got Kedusha Shviyat and not Kedusha Shviyat. So we have got already one important distinction. We don't find the Issur Svichim by fruits. Right. Now we have another point which changes between fruits and vegetables. By fruits, the important point is Chanotah. Chanotah, there is sometimes translated as blossoming and sometimes translated as budding, but there is really no translation for Chanotah, because Chanotah is not blossoming and it's not budding. Chanotah is the stage which comes after the blossom has fallen off. Right? All fruit trees have got blossoms, and once the blossom falls off, there's a tiny fruit set, tiny fruit, the stem in the middle of the blossom. This is the beginning of the new fruit, and then it starts bigger to grow bigger and bigger. Now, when the new fruit is set and the blossom has fallen off, according to some Rishonim, this is called Chanotah, and according to the Rambam, Chanotah is only once it has grown a bit bigger, a third of its growth. Okay. So we're talking about Chanotah. So Chanotah, which side of the triangle do you have to stick this? At the small end or the big end? According to the Rambam, at the middle. And according to the other Rishonim, at the small end, at the starting point. Right. So now you can pass on the Shaila yourself. Now you understand it yourself. So what will happen in the first case? It will be exactly the opposite of vegetables. So what happens here in the first case? Can you see it?
Mutter.
Right. Mutter. First case, growing from year 6 into year 7, no problem. Why? Because the fruit has its chanota in year 6 and is ready to be eaten in year 7. I believe the stamp is given in year 6 at the beginning of the triangle, at the beginning of the growth. Chill out. What happens now in this case over here? Yeah. Also, are you... Also, is that the right answer? Kedusha Shvi'is, right? We said we haven't got the middle stage. We don't have the Svi'im case by fruits. We have the case of Kedusha Shvi'is. So the fruits which we get in a year's time, they will have Kedusha Shvi'is. So this is the difference, right? At the moment, if you look at the lists edited by the different Botadinim, right, you will find now vegetables on the list. Right, you don't find any fruits. You don't find any mangoes, avocados, oranges, the dates which are coming from Eretz Yisrael. At the moment, is no problem of Shmita. There's always a problem of what? Tumas Maaser. You can't forget. No problem. Yeah, we have to remember. My auntie told me, she was shopping the other day, and there was a young lady and taking in without looking. Mama, she was out looking. She was in a Deutsche shop, and anything, any vegetable she needs, went into the bag. So she asked, "Do you know it's Schmitter?" She said, "Yeah, that's in Eretz Yisrael. That's nothing to do with us, right?" And the same is unfortunately about Tumas the Masters. People think it has nothing to do with us, right? Oh, but not true. Everything imported from Eretz Yisrael, you have to be careful about Tumas Maaser. Right. Good. So we have got the chanota in the second case here. We have the chanota in year 7. We go to fruits. Chanota is in year 7. The picking is in year 8. Right? The picking is in year 8. And therefore, the Kedusha Shvi'is will be next year. Right. Okay. Now, let's see, there was a person going shopping, and he was packing up careful, and that's what he came home with. Let's see what we get out of this bag. And now you are the rabbi. Let's see, what does it say? Produce of Israel, okay. And then he took out the other thing. Again, it was very unlucky. Again, he got the pepper, produce of Eretz Yisrael. And again, he was not careful, got some oranges also, produce of Eretz Yisrael. Today, you've asked me the Shaila today. What is the halacha today? You phone up the Rav. Fortunately, I wasn't careful, I was shopping. So was it the halacha? Who wants to pass them? Orange is mutter, right? So, what would you pass? Kedusha Shvi'is. Probably Sikhim. Very good. Okay, so here we have got this three examples that can happen today to anyone. Right? Can happen to anyone. Can buy a melon. The melon will have Kedusha Shvi'is. It will soon change. The melon is now... doesn't take that long for melons to grow. It will soon change. There are some vegetables which have already turned into Svi'im. Radishes, right? Pepper,
tomatoes,
cherry tomatoes especially. If you get them, they will now turn into Svi'im because they're time to grow from the beginning of Shmita till now, right? So this has turned into Svi'im. And we can have fruits which are mutter, which we need to take master, but there's no problem, you can buy them when you see them in a shop. This is one part of Hilchos Shemitah, but I think it's the most difficult part. And I have to tell you the truth, I only spoke about two categories. There's another two. Fruits, and not all the fruits are the same. Olives and grapes have a different halacha, but let's leave it away. We get this basic thing. And grain also goes with a different, all types of grain goes with a, grain and pulses go with a different system, but that's mamish non legal and meister, because most grain and pulses, even in Eretz Yisrael, are imported from abroad, right? So that's not much negea to us, so let's not make it more difficult than it is, right? I want to finish off with an important word of Hashkofer, which goes together with Shmita. Avat Shmita is has got a meaning and a teaching for our Yidden. Especially so, and more so for the people who have got the great Nisoyim, for the farmers in Eretz Yisrael who closed their shop literally for a year. And anyone who is running a business knows that closing a shop for a year doesn't mean you have no income for a year. You have lost your customers. Even if you lose, you close your shop for a month, you have lost customers, because customers were coming in the middle, they wanted something, and they found your shop closed, so they go somewhere else. And if they're happy in the other shop, they will continue there. So this is really the big nistoyen of the Shmir Shmita, right? You're not only losing the 1 year's income, you've lost all your relations, all everything you've built up during the years, you've lost. Now there are mitzvahs. I'll give you a moshe before I will tell you this what. I remember myself, I grew up in Zurich. We were lucky that the Moshe Soloveitchik, one of the Gedolim in Europe, he lived there in my time. And who has been to Zurich knew that there's a Shabbos afternoon. There was a Shia, he went to Kippovitz and Tehillim and Mishlei over the years, was learned through. There was before Shabbos Mincha, an hour a Shia of Rav Moshe. That was the Shia of Rav Moshe, right? The biggest Shia. And people came from everywhere to listen to the Shia. Right. And Avada God talks, and one had the feeling one was lifted up to the shiurim of Moshe. And as much as he understood, you could get out something of it. Other people didn't understand, they just came to listen, and they also felt something. But this is Moshe giving a shiur. The first time I personally came into contact with Moshe was I had to ask him a personal question. I had to ask him for an eitzah in a certain inyan. So I went to him in shul. I asked him, "Can I come around to Moshe? Can I ask him something?" So he told me, "Yes, come." If I said, one evening after his gemara shiur, you should come to his. And I remember it still. I had the bag, I didn't understand. I didn't tell me to come to his house after the Gemara Shia, so I didn't understand, did he mean in the Beis HaMedrash, did he mean at home? So I went to the Beis HaMedrash. At the time I was riding a bike, and he told me, no, please come to my home, and he can come with me with the lift. He had someone taking him, said, I have my bike, so I followed the car, wasn't so far. And in any way, the person who took me with the car had also still to discuss things with Moshe, so he arrived there, And then, Moshe got out of the car and took me into the house. Right, we went up, then we took the escalator, right, the apartment building, took the escalator, and I remember it's in front of my eyes, the whole thing, how he went out, he knocked at his own front door, and he went into the kitchen to say hello to his wife, right? So poshed up, I go down my tone and go out of there. It was very, very special. And then he took me to his dining room, we sat down, and I could ask him. So there's two Ramoshes. There's a Ramosha giving a shiur to the public, and there's a Ramosha in a one-to-one basis, right? The same thing we find in the Torah. The Parsha of Tzitzis. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Emor, Daber Ben Yisrael V'Omas Aleihem Losol Em Tzitzis. The whole Parsha is speaking B'Loshon Rabin. Right? Speaking to Klal Yisrael. Even though it's a mitzvah for each one, for each Yid, to have his Tzitzis, Oba Mitoking, the Torah talks to Klal Yisrael, Daber Ben Yisrael V'Omas Aleihem. When we come to Parshas Behar, to the Parsha of Shemitah, it starts off, Daba Eben Yisrael V'Amartalem. That's Loshon Rabin. Right? Daba Eben Yisrael V'Amartalem. Ki Savoye El Oretz Asher Ani Noisten Lechem V'Shofto Oret Shabbos L'Hashem. Loshon Rabin. Next Pasuk. Sheish Shonim Tizra Sodecho. Yochi. Sheish Shonim, 6 year, you should sow your land. V'shei shonim tizmer kamechei. You can prune your mind. V'safter tvoso. Right. It all of a sudden changes. And why? Why is there such a change? And I think this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. No, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to me. V'amarta aleihem sheishon tisa sodecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to me privately. Speaks to every yid privately. He speaks to every farmer privately. It's a one-to-one. It's a mitzvah one-to-one. Everyone can get something out of Mr. Schmidt. Right? The farmer who has got the big nisoyen, he can go into Gobel Hadoyu. They are compared to Malochim, right? The Shomishvies are compared to Malochim because they have such a special mitzvah, and they've got a one-to-one. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them by the hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, don't sow, don't plant, don't grow, and they feel, you can read the stories and it's worth it. You can see all these people have made them see as Nefesh Mir Shmita, they feel Mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them. They don't know how the Panos is going to come, but all of a sudden they go through the Shemitah year and they see this after the Shemaya. And it's one to one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one, no, I'm talking to you and I help you. Right. And Be'emes, we can take the same limit. In our, we know we're in the Shemitah year, right? And if we learn about it and we do an effort about it, and I haven't been employed by Rav Shechter, but I tell you, if you support Keren HaShemitah, Keren HaShemitah helps those farmers who need it, right? And it helps them in a way a bit to go out of your way of a normal donation. I tell you, it marked me and it gave me a relationship to Shemitah when I was learning in Gateshead. When Keren HaShemitah came, Avreichim were told, you're expected to give a weekly income to Keren HaShemitah. This was Rav Rakov, there was the message which went around, give a weekly income to Keren HaShemitah. And we gave. And it was a rule for me, I hope I can keep it up, as I arranged my standing order accordingly this year. It's easy for us. We can split one weekly income over a year. It's not so terrible. But it's missing for you, a weekly income. It's true, it's missing. But for them, it's missing a yearly income. And if we take the Mitzvah Shemitah in this way, and we feel that the Shpoch is talking to us, right, then we can all grow as a Hashem, and the Chus, the Shemitah, the Mitzvah Shemitah, the last Psukim of in Dem Pashvav, Yishavtem, Al Oretz Lovetach, we should be all Zoiche, to sit and to live in El Tzitzol in security with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.